Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be sunny but cool, a high of only about 59 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it's 40, 38 in Burlington, Milwaukee 42, it is 42 in Racine. Wisconsin Republicans considering the effect of Donald Trump being the presumptive GOP presidential nominee. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald saying yesterday it's time for Wisconsin Republicans to put aside misgivings about the billionaire businessman and unite behind him. Fitzgerald adding that Trump will drive high conservative turnout in November, and that'll help other Republicans on the ballot. Governor Scott Walker saying he's bound by a pledge that he made at the first GOP presidential debate back in August of last year to support the eventual nominee. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss putting out a statement that says, "Over the course of the next few months, I will listen to Donald Trump's ideas and see if he can earn my support and the support of other conservatives." Meanwhile, a major overhaul of political process, that is what is needed, according to one former Wisconsin business owner, in the hope that it will lead to some new faces, fresh ideas, and the ability to compromise. Former Gale Foods Chief Executive Officer Catherine Gale scheduled to address a Kenosha Area Business Alliance breakfast at the Kenosha Country Club this morning.
What we call the political industrial complex is not giving Americans what they want. It now appears clear that we will have two party nominees, which a majority of Americans have a negative view of.
She says big money, long election cycles, and a system that disincentivizes compromise all leads to gridlock. Gale pushing for nonpartisan political reform on several fronts. Swedish retailer IKEA is making it official this morning, announcing plans to build its first Wisconsin store in Oak Creek. A press briefing will include company officials, as well as Mayor Steve Scafidi and other city representatives. The gathering, according to promotional material, will include a site plan and architectural renderings. Meanwhile, it's been the largest auto industry recall in U.S. history, and now it's getting even bigger. Jennifer Kuiper has more.
Takata airbags can explode, sending shrapnel into those inside a vehicle. At least 10 people in the U.S. have died of their injuries. Almost 29 million Takata inflators were recalled. Now Mark Rosekind with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says even more vehicles are affected under the amended consent order issued to Takata.
This expands up to potentially 40 million. So we are, yes, looking at close to 69 million, at least under this current recall.
The recalls cover almost a dozen automakers who say they've had difficulty contacting some owners and getting them to get the inflators fixed. Jennifer Kuiper, Chicago.
The tire problem at the Hobnob restaurant on Sheridan Road in Kenosha got enough attention that members of the Copperheads Motorcycle Club showed up to help get them off the lakeshore grounds with the hope that waste management might come pick them up and donate the cost. Tires began to show up on the restaurant grounds back in mid-March, got to be close to a total of 200. Hobnob's Facebook page asking anybody still with information about who dumped it to contact the DNR. Giant Food is recalling its Giant Sweet and Salt Almond Chewy Bars from store shelves due to possible Listeria contamination. These are the Giant Sweet and Salty Almond Chewy Granola Bars, a Best Buy date of December 7th, 2016. No reported illnesses so far. And on the far southwest side of Racine, there was a fire yesterday morning, and it led to the closure of the Georgetown Market plus H&H Meats and Catering at Meacham Road and Taylor Avenue. An employee of the convenience store gas station was opening up for the day, spotted smoke from the other business, called 911. Smoke was evident when the first fire units arrived. They could see it from the outside, quickly got inside and found the fire in the kitchen area, put it out. How it exactly started, still under investigation. Nobody, though, was hurt. Now they're working with the city health department trying to get things going so they can open up again. Damage estimate about $35,000. A man from Summers is jailed after a knock-and-announce search warrant was executed by the Kenosha Drug Operations Group, known as K-Dog, that at a single-family residence on 6th Street in Summers. Ian Glover arrested on three felony counts of heroin delivery. Two people arrested in Racine County on drug charges. The Metro Drug Unit did a search warrant. One of the people taken into custody was happening with the K-9 Friday. Sheriff's Department putting out a news release says this was in the 900 block of Wisconsin Avenue. They go there, do the warrant. A 24-year-old suspect runs out the back door. Didn't stop. He was told to. The canine Friday was able to stop the man, who had to first be taken to the hospital for a bite wound. A 31-year-old woman found inside of the residence, along with heroin and other materials. The 24-year-old man also facing charges. Status quo for now in the case of Mark Jensen, convicted of using antifreeze to kill his wife and the couple's home in Pleasant Prairie years ago. But he's got another chance now for a trial thanks to an appeals court. The so-called letter from the grave written by Julie Jensen before she died pointed the finger at her husband if anything happened to her. That was determined, however, to have been improperly used as evidence. During a Wednesday afternoon status conference, Jensen's public defender told Kenosha Judge Chad Kirkman she apparently not going to be ready for trial until sometime next year.
There are 30 baker's boxes of materials. I haven't counted the pages of the transcript, but my best guess is it's between 36 and 48,000 pages, and I'm just doing that by linear measurement of the boxes. And that's just the boxes that are in the trial.
Another status conference will be taking place in July. You may have some unclaimed property that Racine County has and is trying to get to you and hoping that you will check the list to see if your name is on it. Maybe check it more than once. County Treasurer Jane Nicolai telling the Government Services Committee they've got lots of unclaimed funds. Every once in a while, that list has to be published in the newspaper. 52% of the unclaimed property, she says, involving checks issued to people for jury duty, which were never cashed. County pays the cost to publish the list of the unclaimed funds in the paper. Nicolai hoping to get municipalities a little bit more involved in trying to get people their money.
I think sometimes they don't put a lot of effort into this, which is really a shame. Because by the time we get the list, we have to turn around and put it in the paper. We don't have enough time to send people letters and try to recoup the money that way. We're scrambling. They give it to us a week or two before we have to put it in the newspapers. I keep trying. Every year I meet with the municipal treasurers and try to encourage them to do a better job than trying to locate people. But if anyone ever has suggestions for how to reach individuals, I'm all ears.
You can contact the Racine County Treasurer's Office or go on their website for more information about unclaimed funds. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.